Rick Sloss on the Commodore of the Port Walk Yacht Club and the caretaker. We don't know how it's done it, but it's come from the actual yacht club over these trees and then demolished the shed and the accommodation next door. And we're still trying to work out how it happened, but luckily it missed the accommodation that I'm living in, but yeah, it's a bit of a mess.
How much of the roofing is over here?
3/4 of it. The generator's going just to keep... we've got a cool room, which is still going, but the rest of it's gone. The extent of it is I've had three builders in so far, and each one of them said it's not worth fixing. They said, one builder said they could probably put a roof back on there. They said, but it'll only be a temporary fix and it'll just go again the next blow. So they've all just said, forget it, it's not worth doing. So we're just going to go along the lines of that suggestion and one of these kit sheds. So just restart, do it again, start from the beginning.
Is there any further damage inside or water damage?
Yeah, well, it just got flooded inside. There's nothing, even all the trophies, all the photos, they're all water damaged, and there's probably not much in there that we can salvage anyway, but there'll be just a few things, like the stainless steel tops and that we can probably get, but yeah, there's not much left, I'm afraid.
Ralph Ford, the chief instructor of the Wickham Skydivers Club. Yeah, it's... basically disintegrated in the cyclone. First of all, the doors blew in and then the roof came off. We were in an office. When the office roof was starting to lift off, we actually made a run for it and got into a tradesman's trailer, which I'd prepared just as a backup in case. Yeah.
So you spent the night in a trailer?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we made a dash from the office and got into the trailer, and we had about 7.5 hours hiding out in the trailer. And obviously with all the tin and that, it was very noisy. And yeah, we just didn't want to come out until we knew it had certainly backed off to a point where it was safe enough.
Could you just describe the dimensions here and exactly what the structure was before Christine came through?
Basically it was a large aircraft hangar suitable for a Cessna Caravan. And yeah, we had a few office rooms, which are, the walls are still intact, but the roofs and that are now gone.
Well, just where we are in the middle, I mean, the cement blocks are all intact on the ground, but all of the frames have just bent in over and twisted like pieces of spaghetti in, and all of the wiring off that have just been plucked off. Things are hanging everywhere. There's sheet metal everywhere you turn. It literally looks like a bomb's hit the place.
Yeah, that's right. It's amazing the damage that it can cause. The wind came from the front, so the doors of the hangar were blown in, and once the wind got inside it, it's just continued to try to expand. We could feel it really shuddering, and we knew that it wasn't going to withstand the forces. And yeah, it was a very scary moment when the roof lifted off, a hell of a lot of noise, and we were pretty freaked out for the next probably hour or so. We stayed in the office, but quickly after that we got very wet, and then the roof of the office was going, and it was time to make a move.
Catherine Wall, and I'm the secretary of the Point Sampson Community Association and also a resident in Point Sampson. The foreshore has been inhabited by a group of tamarisk trees for about 40 years now, and they've always blocked the view to the water, but they provided a lot of shade for people on the beach, and so they had their purpose for sure, but they were no match for this cyclone, and the tops of them have been completely sheared off. So in comparison to some of our surrounding neighbors like Wickham and Roebourne, I think we fared extremely well. The houses vast majority of them held up to the cyclonic conditions, although a lot of our trees and fences did not. So it's almost like it looks like a new subdivision when you're driving up, only the houses are really old. But, you know, those trees will grow back and all. We're extremely grateful that no one was hurt. It's quite a miracle, really, when you look at the damage, that no one was killed and no one was hurt.
And you've got your daughter Mary here as well. How did you go during the cyclone?
Well, I was pretty scared, you know, that the roof was going to come off, and yeah, I was like, oh.
Mary did a great job. You know, we've got a few pets at home. We've got 3 chickens and a cat. And she was just awesome, looked after them, brought those chickens in the bathroom, and set them up in the tub, didn't you, Mary?
Yeah. How did they go?
Well, they pooped everywhere, basically. And, yeah.
So it was like a little zoo in the bathroom.
Yeah.